Well, good morning. We come to a special time on the online service where we try to keep everybody informed with welcome and announcements. Not a lot of announcements to make. We're making a lot of progress, in the fellowship hall. They put in a thing that takes the smoke and stuff out of the kitchen when you're cooking, whatever that thing's called. They got the cabinets in, they've been painted, they got the floor covering. Wonderful, wonderful thing to report on when this COVID thing is over and we can get back to having fellowship. What a joy that'll be. Amen. So we're looking forward to it. The young people are still going over to the Capital City Church of God for fellowship on Wednesday nights. So we really are grateful for that. And we're going to interact with them when our fellowship hall's done and some of the restrictions are lifted. But keep that in prayer. But I just wanted to give you a little wisdom insight today, for lack of a better term. This is a compliment, someone. Just, you know, people, we need a word of encouragement. Amen. So a popular but inaccurate statement is, words are cheap. Words cause wars. Words settle wars. Words create the waves of emotion that control our world. So your words of kindness today could very easily create the wave that carries someone to their dream. Your words are the seeds for filling. In Proverbs 18:21, New Living Translation says this, "Those who love to talk will experience the consequences, for the tongue can kill or nourish life." You know, we were studying the book of Proverbs right before the COVID thing hit, and we're grateful for that. And, you know, there's wonderful wisdom in the book of Proverbs. You know, wisdom is God, and God is wisdom. So if there's any birthdays this week, I'm not sure of, but we like to sing anyhow. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, God bless you, happy birthday to you. And anniversaries are special. It could be even a graduation anniversary or wedding anniversary or something special in your life. Anniversaries are so important. Now, I'm not sure if anybody had given us an anniversary yet. We'd love to hear from you. You know, send Phil and I a text or a phone or an email, and when you're having something special going on, because I like to sing, you know. Happy birthday. Oh, no, that's the wrong song, Robbie. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God loves you. Happy anniversary to you. Well, we pray everything is well, and looking forward to seeing you in church sometime soon. We're getting some people starting to come back now, especially since the vaccines have been done. Quite a few of our folks in the church have got vaccines, and that's just a bright light ahead for us, Lord, and we thank you for that. Keep all these folks safe until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.